All right. Since it's such a contribution on such a consistent basis, let's start with a Pac-Man Jones, I ask.
What are you doing?
Whoa, Steve's starting, by the way.
Yeah, I've got four.
Out of the gate,
I'm
do
nuts.
It. Do it.
So the guy specifically told by the commissioner, stay out of strip clubs, and on the eve of their meeting, went to a strip club because, air quotes, I wanted to get something to eat.
Was, that makes sense.
Back in, especially in New York City, the finest restaurants are your strip clubs.
Yeah, get a steak and fries.
So he ends up back in custody, charged with assault, a couple of misdemeanors, you know, a felony, headbutting an officer, a little kicking involved, and it's all on video with audio, so these are not alternative facts. And he tells one of the cops, I hope you die tomorrow, use the B word, told them to perform a Lewinsky-type act, but it's okay because his lawyer straightened it all out, saying, Mr. Jones has the utmost respect for law enforcement. Well, he certainly does his best to keep them working, as we ask.
What are you doing?
How could he even say that?
Yeah.
Literally everything in his history has shown the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Oh, man. To people who went at Aaron Andrews, I ask.
What are you doing?
Remember when that video came out? Yeah. Creepy dude ended up doing time for videotaping through her peephole in her hotel room, posted it online. Remember when that came out? People said she benefited from it or had something to do with it so that it would help her career. Then remember when ESPN forced her to go on Oprah to basically save her job because those people who were calling in to them saying the same moronic opinion, she was basically forced to abandon hosting duties, focus on sideline reporting to remove herself from the spotlight because of all the grossness associated with that whole thing. Flash forward to this week when Andrews revealed to Peter King that she was diagnosed with cervical cancer in September and that she had to have several surgical procedures. Despite all of that, continued to work and didn't miss an assignment all NFL season. Now think back to those cowards who talked about her benefiting from the stalker secretly videotaping her and releasing it online. You guys are the scum of the earth. EA is badass and will forever be a badass. She could have walked away at any point, but her dream was to be a reporter, so she stuck through it, through all of that. Karma says she has a lot of positive stuff coming her way, and guess what you creepsters have coming your way, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the NBA players who took their All-Star ballots so seriously, we ask.
What are you doing?
For years, they expressed frustration that fans or the league not getting it right, so the union got the right for them to cast ballots, and what did they do? Well, 324 players voted. 128 left LeBron James off their ballots. 154 left Kevin Durant. And then we find out from Warrior coach Steve Kerr, a bunch of guys voted for themselves. He says he took a look at the list, and about 45 or 50 guys had no business getting any votes. So this does a lot to dismiss that theory that pro athletes are egomaniacs who only think of themselves, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Now, do they work it into their contract where if they get an all-star vote, then they get more money?
One vote.
And they vote for themselves. Genius.
Actually, what it means is from now on, it's going to be you got to get at least 10.
You got to get more than one,
right.
Or you can't convince your buddy. It has to be more than two. To the Toronto Blue Jays, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Blue Jays, they decided to unveil their alternate uniforms for this season. Those are the uniforms they will wear every Sunday home game this season. Guess what color they are? They're not blue. They are red and white, apparently an ode to the Canadian flag of some kind. There is no blue of any kind on the Blue Jays alternate uniform. And I get it that red is their trim color on their normal uniforms. That's generally featured heavily in the alternates. But to be the Blue Jays and not have any blue of any kind on the uniform at all is dumb.
It's awesome.
Honestly, they would be really cool uniforms if they were released by, you know, the Reds. Or the Cardinals.
They're not Canadian.
The logo is replaced by a maple leaf, which is actually pretty cool looking, but you're not the Reds or the Cards. You have blue in your name. Put some darn blue in the uniform, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yankees rival, the Boston Blue Sox.
Nick says I'm wrong, but he's wrong. To Nick.
What are you doing?
To Manhattan basketball coach Steve Masiello, we ask.
What are you doing?
So his team lost a home game Sunday to Siena, 81-68. They're not good. They're not a contender in that powerhouse Metro Atlantic. And after the loss, he says, my guys are products of their generation. Society is fraudulent. Millennials can't deal with adversity. Everything they post on social media is perfect. And basically played the my generation versus your generation card. Same guy who you might remember, speaking of frauds, was offered the South Florida job, but they had to renege on it because his resume was doctored. But these kids today garbage really showed all young people the proper way to deal with adversity, whine about it, point fingers, and scream, get off my lawn, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Darn millennials.
By the way, I've got that soundbite. We're going to play it. It's surreal.
Okay. To Kurt Schilling, I ask.
What are you doing?
There is nothing Kurt Schilling likes more than a good old-fashioned Twitter argument. He will start one at any given time on pretty much any given subject. Usually has to do with something political nowadays. As he said, he will try to run opposite Elizabeth Warren whenever that election cycle hits again. No comment on that for me in this case. This time, Schilling decided to pick a fight about him getting fewer votes in this year's Hall of Fame voting cycle. Actually, he didn't start the fight. A fake Sidney Ponzone account did. Ponzone won 91 games in a 12-year career in the bigs, mostly with Baltimore. How do we know this account is fake? Well, because it says so on the page. Literally says, not really Sid, in the description. Well, this page tweeted at Schilling, congrats on the Hall of Fame. And that led Schilling to go off about the real Sidney Ponzone, who had nothing to do with any of this. Then, when people tried to nicely point out that the account was fake, Schilling denied it, saying it is him and there's no debate about it. People calmly tried to help him and point out that there are several fake Ponzone accounts out there and that it's just something that happens on Twitter. And he said, I'm not speculating or guessing. I know for a fact it is him.
There you go.
Must be an alternative fact, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Ben Roethlisberger, I ask.
What are you doing?
Dude, drama queen much? Getting quite the reputation as a red light guy, and that's not a compliment, usually reserved for guys like Schilling, Aroyd, Sammy Sosa. It means you're an attention whore and a phony. And even the fact he insinuated his career might be over at 35, and I'm not making light of the early retirements of guys like the Ravens' Zach Orr, the Niners' Chris Borland, head injuries, long-term impacts, playing this nutty game, the possibility of death or paralysis. But Roethlisberger has as much a chance of retiring now, this year, as I have of quarterbacking the Steelers next year. As we ask.
What are you doing?